wonderful. The Lord saves. Praise God. The Lord bless each and every one tonight. We're few in number, but the Lord bless those that's here tonight. Praise God. It is disappointing, you know, when there's so many that haven't came, but maybe could have came. But you know, one day the Lord's coming. And he's coming for people that's made themselves ready. And he says, shall he find faith in the earth when he comes? And the Lord's coming again. Praise God. You know, I got my mom to write this out for me, this song. I'm not going to try and sing it, but I probably should sing it. Praise God. But this is a wonderful song. I heard this many years ago. And I heard the testimony of the man that wrote it. He lost his daughter when she was just a baby. And he wrote this song. Gathering flowers for the master's bouquet. Beautiful flowers that can never decay. Gathered by angels and carried away. Forever to bloom in the master's bouquet. I think that's a wonderful song. You know, the old songs are still the best songs. Some of the new songs, there's no quickening with the new. Some of the new, there is with some of them. I'm not saying all of them, but how many likes the old songs? The old songs are good songs. And you know that when Spurgeon and all the great men of God preached, they always had somebody with them to sing a song. And some of the preachers sang themselves. Jeff Coe always sang a song. Hey, Allen sang a song. And then you heard, if you go on YouTube, you'll hear that Stephen Shelley tells how Brother Branham came to him in the dream and sang him a song. And told him to sing the song. And it's an anointed song. Press on. It won't be long. And sometimes it's hard to press on. You know, it is sometimes hard to press on. But we must go on. Praise God. And sometimes people pray things in when you see the actions. You know, they're not really serious, really, what they're praying. And you wonder at times when they pray certain things and then you realize they couldn't really be serious about it. You know, it's like if I said to you tonight, I'll tell you what, Brother Yule, me and you's going to run the marathon in 6 months. Now, if me and Brother Yule's going to run the marathon in 6 months, the marathon's 25 miles, isn't it, brother? 26 miles. I'll tell you what, you'll not run the marathon sitting in the armchair eating cowboy suppers. You'll never run the marathon. You'll be lifted in the ambulance before you get halfway. But even though me and you's near 50, I'll guarantee you, if we wanted to, we could still run the marathon. I believe I could. I believe you could. But you'd have to train for it. You wouldn't do it tonight. I don't know how far I would get tonight if I tried it. Maybe 5 or 6 miles. I don't know how far I'd get. I could walk it, no problem at all. I could still walk it. But I'm talking about running it. But I'll guarantee you, if I sat myself to train for 6 months, I could run it. But if I didn't sat myself to train for it, I'll never run it. And the Christian walks the same. When we stop the praying, stop the prayer meeting, stop the gospel meeting, I'll tell you, you're not going to be doing what you used to do. That's called backsliding. That's called backsliding. And Bible, God's people are backsliding. And that's an awful thing when God's people backslide. And it's even worse when you backslide in church. Imagine backsliding in church and backsliding. What it happens. It happens to every one of us at times. We backslide. But I would to God he'd front slide us tonight. I don't want you to be discouraged tonight. I want you to be encouraged. And I want to just bring you a little message tonight. A great inheritance. I've called it. I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. Let's just read one verse. Tonight, I won't keep you long tonight. Let's stand while we read the Word of God. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. And here's what we're looking at: wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption. Heavenly Father, we bow before you tonight in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we know there's not one righteous, no, not one. But we thank you for the man Christ Jesus. For in him was the righteousness of God complete. Lord, we draw upon thy righteousness tonight, for we have none of our own. And Father, we thank you for the imputation of that righteousness. Lord, Abraham believed you, and he walked before you. And you said, Abraham, walk before me and be thy perfect in thy generation. And because he believed you, it was imputed to him for righteousness. We thank you for the imputation of righteousness tonight. We thank you for an inheritance that we have through Christ and through Christ alone. Father, I need you to help me to preach tonight. Oh Lord, help this preacher, move him by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I take the promised Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name, and I thank you, undertake for me. Bind every work of the devil. Give your people a hunger and a thirst for you. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Bless all that's here tonight. And for those that couldn't come, bless them, but speak to them, Lord. Deal with them. Deal with every one of us. And bring us closer to thyself. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. A great inheritance, I want to call this tonight. Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption. So the other way to look at it is, without him you have no wisdom, no righteousness, no sanctification and no redemption. So if you leave out Christ in your message, you're leaving out wisdom, righteousness, sanctification and redemption. It's a lot to leave out, isn't it? The four things we need are left out when you leave Christ out. Like we heard, the cross, when it's left out, you've nothing. Nothing at all. Because all the Old Testament points to Calvary, and the New Testament points back to it. It all pointed forward to it when you look at Abraham and the ram, Calvary. Yes. Look at Joseph and his coat of many colors sold for 30 pieces of silver, Calvary. Amen. Every single Old Testament character speaks to Christ. All of them. Then today we look back to the cross. And then Paul says there's power in the preaching of the cross. Unto us that believe. Power in it. The preaching of the cross. And here we see this righteousness. The man's great needs implied here, if wisdom and righteousness must be made over to us by God through Jesus Christ, it's clear without it, we have none of it. So we can't use the wisdom we have without Christ is worldly wisdom. The righteousness we have without Jesus Christ, the Bible calls it filthy rags. We can clean up, quit smoking, quit drinking, all we are is religious Pharisees. We're still not born again. A man must be born again. He must have Jesus Christ to be really sanctified. Redemption is impossible without the blood of Jesus Christ. It can't be done without Christ. So here these four things are impossible without the Lord. They're needed. I'm going to go through these tonight, step by step. Man's great need. So without God's wisdom, man's unwise. He's unwise. So to have Christ's wisdom makes you wise. To not have Jesus Christ, you're unwise. That's why we need the Lord's help in every decision we make. We need the Lord. opposed to unwise, foolishness, and ignorance. With regard to the things of God, reckoning the preaching of the crucified foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 23, look what it says. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Stumbling block to the Jews.
Amen.
Greeks foolishness. So not to have this Christ is to be unwise. No wisdom without it. So the man that wants to give you, you see, people want to give you advice, but you have to be careful that they're believers. Because if they're not believers, their advice could be wrong. Though it could sound good, or they see. Because the advice a believer will give you will be different than the advice an unbeliever will give you. An example. Here's the unbeliever. We'll take an old grandmother, and I'm just using it for an example. So, this is not to offend nobody, but I want you to listen. Take the old grandmother that's not saved, and she'll, if there's a young girl involved, she'll say, I'm going to tell you, get that long skirt out and get yourself a mini skirt on, get your lips painted, and your hair well decked up, and get yourself out to the disco and enjoy yourself. That's her, that's how she'll talk to her. But a righteous woman won't.
Amen.
She'll tell that woman, keep yourself godly.
Yes.
Keep yourself virtuous. Keep your body covered to the man in the day you marry. That's what she'll tell him. So I want you to see the two opposites. Absolute opposites. Enjoy yourself. What is enjoying yourself? You can go out into the world and enjoy yourself and go straight to hell. How's that enjoying yourself? The Bible says the pleasure of sin lasts but for a season. So the advice the world gives, not good advice. We need God's righteous advice. Solomon prayed, God give me wisdom to lead thy people. That's what Solomon prayed. He prayed for wisdom. And I believe we need to pray for wisdom.
Amen.
Don't let somebody interfere in your home. If they're not saved and they're giving you advice, be careful. It could be the wrong advice. Like a brother said this morning, is it scriptural advice? If it's not scriptural advice, it's wrong advice. And there's not many unsaved going to give you scriptural advice. Because they don't believe it. It's foolishness to them. So we need God's wisdom. What about this unrighteousness? Unrighteousness. You see, if you have Christ, you have righteousness. But if you have not Christ, you have unrighteousness. So the world without Christ tonight are unrighteous. They're ungodly. Unrighteous. So the things they're doing are unrighteous. They're unholy. They're unclean. The opposite to righteousness. Righteousness in its deepest and fullest sense can only come through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That's the only way it can come. Romans 10 and verse 4 says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. So without believing in Jesus Christ, you have no righteousness. None. None of our own. Wouldn't matter how well you live and what you do, you're still not righteous. Because this righteousness only comes from the Lord Himself. Nowhere else. Only from the Lord. So there's no program you can go on to make you righteous. Only the Lord gives it.
Amen.
Only from the Lord. What about this other one? Unholy. Natural goodness is not holiness. This is about sanctification now.
Yes.
Natural goodness is not holiness. You can have people that are good, that live good, but that's not holiness. This holiness is God's holiness. No man shall see the Lord without holiness.
Amen.
And you cannot see God unless you're born again, because you're a sinner by nature and a sinner by birth. You're unclean.
Yes, amen.
You're like the leper, spiritually speaking.
Amen.
And you need to be cleansed. And without the Lord's unholiness. Look, let me read this Romans chapter, Luke, sorry, 18. Now listen to this. Natural goodness is not holiness. Honesty or truthfulness and character will not alone fit us for fellowship with God. Won't do. Luke 18 verse 9. And he spake this parable unto a certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as a publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted.
Yes, amen.
This man, this publican, recognized his need for God's righteousness.
Amen.
And he approached God knowing his need. He never approached God with his chest out, see what I can do. I've been such a good boy this week. And even if we have been, we still can't do it to God because it's only God's mercy we were good boys. Or good girls. Not the truth.
Amen.
Then you could look at that scripture and not but just flatten that again. It just comes to me. None's good, no, not one. Who is good? Only God's good. Amen. So this righteousness is from the Lord himself. Now, here's this other thought about redemption. Unable to save ourselves. Now, I know this preachers preach we could more or less save ourselves. That's not scripture. If that was scripture, the cross would have been in vain. If that was scripture, you're saying to God, I don't need John 3:16. I can do it. But you can't do it. No man can do it. We needed the Lord. We needed God's Son to go to the cross. Save us and deliver us. Unable to save ourselves. Christ must be made to us redemption. The price must be paid outside ourselves. So there's no price we could pay. So when a preacher gets up to preach, whether it's a funeral or whatever it is, and he starts to give the declaration of how good the person was, it's all useless.
Amen.
Even if it's true. Because he cannot redeem himself. All the best any man or woman can do is no good in the eyes of God. But redemption is only from the Lord. We could never save ourselves. We needed a Savior. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 says this. For he hath made him to be sin for us.
Amen.
Who knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we are made the righteousness of God in him. We are righteous because he's righteous and he's in us. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have received the righteous one. And he makes you righteous. So you are righteous because he's righteous. Romans 4 says that he doesn't impute to us our sin, but he imputes to us, and the word impute means freely given to impart. Imputes to us his righteousness. Righteousness of God. Now God's great provisions reveal Christ Jesus made of God unto us. So God was manifested in the flesh in the person of the Lord Jesus, as we heard this morning, to destroy the works of the devil. He was God, the God-man. God in Christ. Reconciling the world unto himself. That's what he came for. To reconcile. Jesus Christ, in whom dwell the fullness of God, made to us. Now listen to this, what he's made to us. Here's the first thing, and we're back to the four things, and I'm closing in a moment. I'm not preaching no more than 15 minutes tonight. I don't need that.
Amen.
I hope you're listening.
Amen.
If I could say something you remember the rest of the week, it'll do you good. What's the first thing he is to you? Wisdom. He's wisdom. He's wisdom to you. Because you're seeing Christ is your wisdom. And here's a book here, full of instructions.
Yes, amen.
Yes, amen.
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Brother, but I need. needs more faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. This book's full of wisdom. And because you're born again, Christ is your wisdom. Christ is your wisdom.
Yes, hallelujah.
Isn't that something? Christ is the wisdom of God as He would have the wisdom made known unto us. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. On the depths of the riches of this wisdom, I have something else, righteousness. So I have this wisdom through Christ, and on the depths of the power of God, through this wisdom, I have His righteousness.
Amen.
Made wise and righteous by the imputation of the guilt and sin that was put on Christ.
Amen.
Oh yes, the scripture for it. I'm going to get it in a moment. And of His life and holiness unto us. Isaiah 45 verse 24. Listen to this. Surely shall one say in the Lord, have I righteousness and strength? Even to Him shall men come. And all that are incensed against Him shall be ashamed. So surely the one shall say in the Lord, I have righteousness. And in the Lord I have strength. And David said, my help cometh from the Lord.
Amen.
Who made the heaven and the earth. That's where it comes from. My help comes from the Lord. Nowhere else. Only from the Lord. Sanctification.
Amen.
Not only justified from all things, but regenerated in nature. Regenerated, changed. So this is not just, you know, that you have a good week, or you adopt something, or you take on something. This is a born again experience of change. The old nature's changed.
Amen.
You're born again. An incorruptible seed. Not only justified, but regenerated nature. And delivered from the bondage and power of sin.
Hallelujah.
You said I'm not delivered. Well, you're not. You're telling the Bible it's a lie then. That's what you've just done. You have condemned the Word of God. Because the Word of God says through Paul, sin will have no more dominion over you. That's what God's Word says. Oh, but this week you don't understand. Oh, but this word you must understand.
Amen.
The word's greater than our thoughts. We heard this morning with the ball. The devil could give you thoughts, all right.
Yes.
Oh, you'd be kidding yourself if you thought he didn't. It's like the old fella said now. He says, you see, you can't stop the birds flying over the tree.
Amen.
But you take a 12-4 out, you'll stop them from nesting in it. You need to give them a blast. But you see, if you let them alone, they'll nest, and the next thing you know, you have more dirt. Whether they're magpies or them as dirty crows, and they are dirt, they're just vermin. They're dirt.
Yes.
You have a permit, it'll tell you on them what you can shoot them all year round. But you could not shoot them out, they breed like rats, as it's saying goes. They're dirt. Yes, what about the wee, all right then, what about the wee boy? How many knows the name of the wee boy that goes and steals all the wee bird's eggs?
Cuckoo.
Mr. Cuckoo, is he good? No, he's not. He's a stinker. You see all them wee birds, and there's nothing, I love the birds. But that gentleman steals their eggs. And I'll tell you, Mr. Magpie, he'd go in anywhere for an egg himself, you know. I've seen him on it. And the old greyback. And you see, the flock round the trees, and the next thing you know, they'll nest. And that's like the devil given thoughts. You can't stop them coming, but you can go against them, resist the devil and flee.
Amen.
Don't yield them.
Amen.
What would happen if me and Brother John had a thought tonight? I'll tell you what, we'll go and rob the bank tomorrow. Would we go through it? Well, we might get caught and we might not, but we could get jail out of it. The devil could give you, he could have all of it. I'm only using an example. We're not going to do it, brother. Don't worry. We'll give you a cut. But you see, you've got a thought, any sort of a thought, and wrong thoughts.
Right.
Wrong thoughts. A man told me once, he said to me, you know, that brother that's backslide will go to hell if he dies. I says, no, he won't. will. I says, no, he won't. I says, you're preaching saved twice. I says, there's no scripture to be saved twice. I says, David wasn't lost. David backslid. He lost the joy of his salvation. It doesn't say he lost his salvation. This man said to me, go straight to hell. And I said, all right, I want to ask you a question. I said, you think you're right and godly? And suppose you are. But I says, let's say you went to your bed tonight and you dreamed something.
Yes.
That you shouldn't have dreamed. And you saw something in your dream that you shouldn't have dreamed. I said, what would happen if you died in the middle of your dream? Would you go straight to hell? He never answered me, he walked away. But he did dream that night. Well, I'm not joking. The same boy had dreamed. That's why he walked away. See, God knows the very thoughts and intents of the heart. So you see, no man can put himself on a pinnacle. Christ's the one that's up.
Amen.
Christ's the one that's lifted. And we need his righteousness. And God prophet said we need the blood of Jesus Christ. It lives there for us. We need it.
Amen.
Say, sir, it's all the blood circling there. They're not wonderful.
Yeah.
Man said to me, but if God's so holy and God's so righteous, and he said, do you see that boy? And he told me what this particular boy had done, and it was bad. And he said, why wouldn't God wipe him out? And I said, you see, if God wiped him out, he'd wipe you out too. Oh, but he says, I never done what he done. I says, no, but the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God have laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Amen.
All because of the blood, we're here. And when all these things happen, it's only because of the blood God doesn't wipe them out. Now, I do believe people can go beyond the mark. I believe that. But I'm not going to judge that. God, that'll be up to him. I thank the Lord for mercy. Sanctification. Not only justified, but born again. Changed. Nature changed. You don't really want it. Tell me the truth. If you make a mistake or you fall short, is there not someone within you that affects you? And you're sorry you've done it. Well, I am. If I do something I shouldn't do and I have done it, I'm ashamed to say it, I have done it. I don't sit out and say, well, this week I'll tell you what, I'll do things I shouldn't do. But all of us have done it. All of us have done it. Maybe it's only a simple thing. It might be, but don't you feel bad about it? But don't you feel good once you go to the Lord? That's the difference in the man that's saved and the man that's not saved. The man that's saved has an advocate. But through Jesus Christ the righteous. He has a line there, he's a high priest. The man that's not saved just needs a pardon. But you that's saved have an advocate with the Father through Jesus Christ. You have a line and you can come to God. Don't ever give up on it. Come and tell the Lord about it. If something's overcoming you, tell the Lord about it. You know, when I first got saved, I'll tell you, I had a lot of things I couldn't quit doing. But the Lord delivered me. But I had to pray about it. I had to seek the Lord about it. God delivered me. Then one day you look back and you think to yourself, I'm not in bondage with that no more. I'm free. It's the Lord's mercy. It's God's grace. Redemption. The final redemption of the body to wit. When our bodies are going to be changed.
Yes.
We are going to have a body changed. We're going to be like the Lord himself. Isn't that wonderful? You see, this body, you know, it's dying. It's a body of corruption. We bear the image of the earthly. We shall bear the image of the heavenly. Doesn't the Bible say it? As we bear the image of the earthly, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly. We're going to have a body change. So redemption. You know, when you hear some preaching, it's all about the bride. And there's so much what the bride's doing. The bride can do nothing without the bridegroom.
Amen.
Nothing. It's Christ in her that's doing it. And if Christ's not in her, she's doing nothing. Nothing.
Amen.
He's our righteousness.
Yes, amen.
Wisdom.
Yes.
Righteousness. Sanctification and redemption. He's it. He's all of it. Now let me just for a moment or two share with you about this great change, how it's affected. I want you to see this, that Christ and his blessing are inseparable. Christ and these blessings are inseparable. So when you receive Christ, these are inevitable. Inevitable. They're going to be in you. They're going to be happening. Because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Though you'll have a struggle, sure you will. It'll still happen. It's inevitable. It's going to take place. The gates of hell's against it, but the Bible says they'll not prevail.
Amen.
Can't prevail.
Amen.
We heard this morning Jesus conquered him at the cross. It's finished.
Yes.
So we're going to have a struggle, and a brother said a true thing. We can't explain why some things happen and how God permits things to take place. We can't explain it, but God doesn't. But then the Bible says the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
It's the Lord that's keeping you. It's the Lord that saved you. So I want you to see these blessings are inseparable from God. Cannot change, you see, about this. And there's no righteousness, no wisdom apart from Jesus Christ. You can't have it. It is God who justifies. Romans 8, verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth, not man. Isn't it a sad thing when somebody sets out to tell the brother how good this person is, how all the things have done, and Christ never mentioned? Never me.
Amen.
Never no time in the experience of that person when they were born again, when their nature was changed, when they were sanctified, when they were justified, when they were redeemed. It's never mentioned. They're lost.
Amen.
Absolutely lost.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad. I was a sinner, but I'm a sinner tonight saved by grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sinners saved by a sinless one. A filthy one saved by a clean one. And I'm righteous because of his righteousness. And I'm holy because of his holiness. And I have wisdom because of his wisdom. And I have redemption because of my Savior Jesus Christ. I have it all tonight. His work is perfect. Perfect. He blesses us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. Listen to this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has blessed us already. We're rejoicing in it. Praise God for it. Verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He chose us.
Yes,
we never choose him. He chose us. Aren't you glad he chose you? My, isn't it something that he chose you? Much like the story of Cinderella, isn't it? Do you remember when we, Dan Daisley, preached about Cinderella and the shoe didn't fit? But you see, he just chose her. There was other women there. But that shoe only fitted her. And he chose her. And the Lord had his eye set on you. Think of that. The Bible says you're the apple of his eye. What did I get this tonight? You're the apple of his eye. I tell you, it's not wonderful that the Lord chose you. And the Lord loves you. Want you to know tonight the Lord really loves you. And the Lord chose you. And he didn't choose you the day you could see it. He chose you from the very foundations of the world. He foreknew you.
Yes.
and he had chosen you, and he knew you were going to come, and he knew you were going to accept him, and he knew you were going to believe, and it's only his grace that brought you to that point. And oh, I thank God for it, chosen in him. That these blessings are made over to those who are in Christ Jesus. In him were hid all the treasures of wisdom. You're complete in him, his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus on the good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God ordained for us. We could walk in them. And I'm closing in this last thought. And I told you I wouldn't keep it long. Mind it's near 7 o'clock, I can't believe it. But I haven't been long. I want you to see that these God-given blessings through Christ are within the reach of all who believe. These God-given blessings are in the reach of all who believe. And I'm only taking 4. I could have talked more. I could have talked the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I could have talked divine healing. There's so many things I could have talked. But I just took wisdom, sanctification and righteousness and redemption. And you see, when you take redemption, everything else is in it. Everything. Every single thing's in it. Praise God for it. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, till as many as receive him, to them gives he the power to become the sons of God. I tell you, that's something tonight, isn't it? Sons of God. That means your father's rich. Your father owns the cattle upon 1,000 hills. All the silver and gold says, and you have a big brother called Jesus. That's right. You're heirs with God and joint heirs through Jesus Christ. What a privilege. These blessings have to you tonight. Seeing that these benefits are given to us of God on the ground of Christ's sin-bearing work through our faith. Where is works? Where are they? If it's through Christ. They're excluded. But what about the law? Ephesians 2 and verse 5, and I'm closing in this verse. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Amen. By grace. You're saved by grace. Amen. Brother Branham preached a sermon, grace. He asked the man, he says to you, no grace. Grace. He thought it was a woman's name. He says, no, the grace of Jesus Christ. God's grace. God's grace. Do you know grace? And there's 5 words in grace. Faith is 5 words as well. I never forget years ago I had a wee sermon I preached years ago at a wee children's thing. Faith. 5 words. Forsaking all, I take him. That's simple, but I can remember it tonight. After 30 years. God's word. Powerful. God's your wisdom tonight. The Lord Jesus is your wisdom. God has made provision for you. This is at your hand reach. Do you believe that tonight? It's at your reach. This is at the reach of every true Christian. They can reach out and reach it. Wisdom, sanctification, righteousness, and redemption. And you remember it. There's healing and redemption. Healing and redemption. Well, thank God tonight for redemption. I'm closing. I was listening this week. I have sermons that they found, which is not in the original, you know, sermons, Brother Branham's. And I was listening there this week. And the people coming before God's prophet. And there's one wee boy came. And that wee boy had cancer, he was going to die. And he prays and he says, my filthy hands couldn't do it. But he said, I'm his representative. And his hands are clean. And he says, would you believe if God's servant prays for you, God will heal you. And the wee boy said he would. God healed him. God healed him on the spot. I tell you, he's our righteousness. Our hands were filthy, but he's made them clean. Well, none of us was worthy, but he makes us worthy. Through the cross.
Yes.
Our inheritance tonight. Wisdom. Sanctification. Righteousness. And redemption's all yours. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight that your word is the truth. The heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Not one jot or tittle till all be fulfilled. Father, we believe you're fulfilling your word. We believe your word tonight. We cast down all reasoning. We cast down all vain imagination. And we ask that Christ would be exalted in our midst and in our lives and in our homes. We pray you'll cover us with the blood coming in. Cover us with the blood going out. Keep us this week as the apple of thy eye. We acknowledge you in all our ways. We pray that thou indeed will direct our paths. We ask, O God, that you'll smite the enemy before us. For Lord, we know that you love us and you give yourself for us. We thank thee for those beautiful words. I love you and give myself for you. Lord, we praise you tonight. We're chosen in you from the very foundations of the world by the foreknowledge of God. We thank you for the redemption's plan. We thank you for the cross and the victory of our lovely Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you that you are coming again for a people that's made themselves ready. For the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, ever to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Father, this evening we thank thee there's going to be a catching up and a catching away. Oh Lord, we pray tonight for our children, for our loved ones, for all that's near and dear to us. Lord, stretch out thy arm of mercy, we pray. Bind the devil in every home. Bind every demon power, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the blood upon every son. We plead the blood upon every daughter. Every boy and every girl. We plead the merits and the power and the potency of the priceless blood of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Father, bless us as we go out. And lead us and guide us, we pray. Lord, you see the many seats that's empty tonight. But your word says, except the Lord build a house, they that labor do labor in vain. Father, this is your work. Take control of it. Move for thy spirit, I pray. Do a work amongst us. Revive us in the midst of the years. In Jesus Christ's name. O Lord, the wee song says, revive thy work. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Father, bless your people tonight. Meet every need. For the prayers, Lord, that's been prayed in silence. Answer prayer, I pray. Move in those homes, Lord, for you need to move. Oh, Father, have thy way, we pray. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, we thank you for your word and for your truth and for the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As a brother comes, praise God. The Lord bless each and every one.
Let us all our feet to sing that hymn. I will sing. My Redeemer.